This entire week, we're celebrating an important Jewish observance. It's called Purim, and it's a celebration of the story that we read about in the book of Esther. This is a great opportunity to gather your friends and your family, read the book of Esther, and celebrate God's goodness in our lives. He is watching and answers prayer. Can God change your life in the next 30 minutes? I believe you're watching right now because God has something special for you. Join me for Jewish Voice and you'll discover how Bible prophecy is coming to pass before our very eyes and why you need to stand with Israel. You can play a role in God's end time plan. Find out how on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice, and thank you for joining us. I'm Jonathan Burness, and today I'm joined again by my co-host, Ezra Benjamin. Well, this week we're celebrating Purim. It's the story of God's deliverance from an evil man named Haman. Boo, Haman.
Boo.
I'll be explaining more about it as time goes on and what we're doing here. Ezra, this is an incredible story from the book of Esther. I don't know how many of you have read the book of Esther,
right.
But the amazing thing about Purim, which is based on the book, or the book is rather based on, is that God is never mentioned in the entire book.
Exactly.
And yet he's behind the scenes throughout the entire
right.
story.
That's exactly right. The only book of the Bible, correct, Jonathan, where the name of God, the name of the Lord, is absent, and yet we see his deliverance woven throughout the story.
We sure do.
Yeah. Jonathan, you know, it's really an obscure holiday in a way. It's kind of an obscure book in the Bible. Maybe you haven't even read it in detail. And yet, I feel like it's one of the most relevant holidays for us to understand, for you at home to understand, in looking at what's happening in the world today.
Ezra, I think what's so unique about Purim, it's a book about the future. And it's a story that keeps reoccurring over and over again throughout history.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm talking about is anti-Semitism. The
right.
book is a story of anti-Semitism, an anti-Semitic evil man, an antichrist,
mm-hmm.
a type of antichrist. You know, we talk about the antichrist,
right?
The son of perdition that's going to emerge on the scene. But in fact, there's been antichrists
mm-hmm.
throughout history.
Interesting.
Examples. Herod was an antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
Before him, Pharaoh was an antichrist. What did Pharaoh do? He killed the firstborn male
right.
of all the Hebrews to keep the Redeemer from coming, to mm-hmm. keep Moses, ultimately Moses,
sure.
from coming. Herod tried to keep the Messiah from coming, an antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
Antiochus Epiphanes IV desecrated the temple and made the Jewish people bow down to a statue of Zeus,
right.
an antichrist.
Hmm.
Hitler was an antichrist, and we've been discussing what we believe is the reason for that.
Sure.
But the story of anti-Semitism is an age-old story since the time of Abraham,
mm-hmm.
and it's the story of Purim.
Right.
Now, that's the bad news. The good news is, and this has reoccurred also, is that God has brought deliverance.
Yeah.
The only reason that the Jewish people have survived, that mm-hmm. the Israelites remain,
yeah.
and the Amalekites, the Jebusites, the Hittites, all of the ites of history are gone, but the Israelites remain. Why? Because although the enemy has sought to destroy the people of Israel, God declares in Jeremiah chapter 31, as long as the sun shines by day,
that's right.
and the moon and stars shine by night, God will sovereignly preserve the Jewish people
right.
before
right.
as a nation
before
him.
You will not cease to be a nation before me forever. And we know, and you know at home, when God says forever, he means it.
Right. So that's the story of Purim. It's the story of antichrists, an antichrist that tries to destroy the Jewish people,
right.
that hates the Jewish people because he hates the God of the Jewish people,
mm-hmm.
the God of Israel, and yet God, although his name is not mentioned in the book, prevails and delivers the children of Israel.
That's right. And I think, you know, Jonathan, in looking at everything that's on the news every night, it's easy to forget the Lord, right? And we hear, you know, even today, modern day Persia, Iran has leaders that are saying, we vow to destroy the Jewish people, and we can get depressed, we can become overwhelmed. But we have to remember that the Lord's working in history, even in places like secular media where his name is being
absolutely
not
and
mentioned.
Here's where history is repeating itself now, Ezra.
Yeah.
The story of Purim takes place in Persia.
Mm-hmm.
It's the king of Persia is sort of neutral in the beginning.
Right.
But he has given authority to the second in command. This evil Haman who wants to destroy the Jewish people because he hates a specific Jewish person named Mordecai. And today, the greatest threat that Israel faces is Iran.
Right.
The threat of a nuclear armed Iran that has already declared that the first recipient of a nuclear weapon will be Israel. As soon as one is created, it's launched against Israel.
Right, using language. And the leaders of Iran won't even say the word Israel. They say the enemy.
Right.
That's how it's spoken in Farsi, in Persian. The enemy, and we'll drive the enemy, meaning Jewish people, the state of Israel, into the heart of the sea.
Right, and I'll just throw this in, that it's a lie that if the Jewish people are, or Israel in particular, is no longer supported by the United States, then Israel will fall. Israel will not. It's also a deception that if the United States drops their support of Israel, that the Islamic threat will disappear.
Right.
That's nonsense. It's not our support of Israel. They're the little Satan. America's the great Satan, and we stand in the way of that agenda.
Right. We're in the bullseye no matter what, whether
we
stand with Israel or not. And I hope we never stop standing with Israel. So, Jonathan, the book of Esther and the story of Haman, just another example of an Antichrist. What's the setting here? The Jewish people are kicked out of Israel. They're living in the Persian Empire, and things are okay until Haman shows up on the scene.
Right, but which has always been the history of the Jewish people. It was the history of the Jewish people in Poland before World War II and Hitler.
Right.
They enjoyed relative peace and prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
It's the story of the Jewish people as they wandered through the nations of Europe.
Right, through Spain and Portugal.
Being banished, the Spanish Inquisition, is focused on killing Jewish people and banishing Jewish people. This has been the history of the Jewish people. Praise God, he has kept us as a nation to prove that he's alive and well. God is alive and well. Ezra, this is prophetic. This is a prophetic story.
That's right.
And it's as relevant or more relevant today than it was back in the day that it happened.
It is prophetic, Jonathan. And I think, because the Holocaust happened in the 20th century, you know, in some of our lifetimes, or at least in my parents' lifetime, my grandparents' lifetime, we tend to focus on that like it was this, it was horrific. May it never happen again. But we talk about it like it was this isolated, unprecedented incident in history. But in fact, the book of Esther, the story of Purim, tells us this is something that happens again and again and again throughout Israel's history. The Holocaust wasn't an isolated event.
If you put the book of Esther into its historical context, chronological context, it takes place right before this massive return back to Israel. Ezra and Nehemiah. They're rebuilding the temple.
Right.
They're preparing the way for the Messiah. This is a critical juncture in history.
Yeah.
And we've had many of them. Remember, let's go back again to the Exodus. Mm-hmm. The children of Israel are crying out for deliverance.
Right.
And after 400 or 430 years, depending on where you read it, God provides a deliverer named Moses.
Right.
What happens immediately before Moses comes on the scene? Pharaoh decides to have all male children, all male Hebrews killed.
Right.
All male children are killed. Why? Because there is a prophetic moment in history. And the enemy knows those prophetic realities.
That's exactly right.
We see the same story being repeated by Herod with the coming of the Messiah. It's in the air.
Yeah.
Redemption is in the air.
Right.
Is in the air. The Messiah is about to come. And Herod gets a sense of this and calls the sages of Israel to ask where, not when.
Right.
He knows when, in the immediate future, where finds out it's Bethlehem and sends his soldiers to kill all male children mm-hmm. under the age of two.
Right.
Because they may be the Messiah.
Over and over again. So important. We can't stress enough how important it is for you to see this connection in history between a pending deliverance or restoration of the Jewish people, even the coming of Jesus, and the destruction of Jewish lives, the intention to annihilate.
And here's why it's so relevant. Anti-Semitism is back on the rise again.
Yeah.
It's back on the rise again. It's at the highest level of any time since World War II. Mm. We're back to 1939 again, Ezra, in some places of the world.
Yeah.
In Europe, this is an epidemic.
Right.
This is Jews are leaving France. Mm-hmm. Jews have left Argentina.
Right.
Why? Because anti-Semitism has grown so much. Incidents all over the United States now where synagogues are being targeted, mm-hmm. where Jewish people in New York are being targeted
right.
by anti-Semites.
Mm-hmm. It's terrible. And governments of the world, national leaders, like we talked about, the Iranian leadership, the Lebanese leadership, others in Syria, all around the Middle East are rising up, I mean, brazenly and saying we are committing as a national governmental priority to the destruction of Israel.
And here's why it's important to every person listening right now. It's right out of the book of Esther. Here's what Mordecai, Esther's uncle, says. Do not think that you're in your soul that you will escape in the king's household more than all the Jews. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. Who knows whether you have attained royal status for such a time as this.
Yeah.
Every one of you watching, you've attained royal status, and you have a responsibility to the Jewish people. The Messiah, Jesus, was a Jew. He died for you, and you have a debt of responsibility
That's right.
back to them. Hey, we have to take a break as our announcer comes to tell you about some special resources that we want to sow into your life this week. Ezra and I will be back with much more as we continue our discussion about Purim and explain to you what this is all about. So don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
As you are learning today, the time of Purim is a celebration of God's faithfulness and blessings to His people. Jonathan wants you to have a great Purim experience this year. As you give a one-time gift of $40 or more, we'll send you Spring Feasts and Purim, an excellent booklet with all the information for celebrating these special holidays. You'll also receive this daily devotional, Appointments with God, and Jonathan will include his teaching, The Feasts of Israel. Your support today will provide the funds needed to continue our clinics in Africa, which also provide the platform to share the gospel with these precious people. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a monthly Shalom partner today. Your continued monthly support is vital in providing the ongoing care and treatment so desperately needed in these communities. As you join us with your monthly support of just $30 today, Jonathan will include this stunning Torah scroll ready for you to proudly display in your home. Call our 800 number now and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give online at jewishvoice.tv. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice and for making a difference in so many lives through your sacrifice. Now let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
Ezra, let's jump back into the story of Purim. It is the book of Esther. The
right.
book of Esther is the story of Purim.
Exactly,
and we're actually
right.
commanded to remember this story.
Right, to retell
throughout,
it every
to
year.
To retell it to our children.
A story of certain destruction of our people, but for the promise of God to always preserve a remnant in Israel.
Absolutely. Ezra, the story that, the verse that I want to read again is from the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 13. Mm-hmm. Mordecai, who's the uncle of Esther,
right?
Esther, Hadassah in Hebrew, is now been implored to go to the king. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this is prophetic. Each person, each character represents, I believe, a last days, as part of a last day scenario. Mm-hmm. So each character represents someone.
Interesting.
Mordecai represents the Jewish people.
Okay.
And it says that Mordecai is standing at the gate. He mm-hmm. can't go into the king.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Haman, who, and by the way, that's why we have these
right.
noisemakers, because we read the book of Esther, and when the name of Haman is mentioned, we drowned out his name.
Right.
We drowned out the Antichrist. Right. We drowned out the works of Satan, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
That's right.
We have the king who represents God, right? He's the one that is making the decrees. And then we have Esther. Mm-hmm. Esther, the queen, she has a Jewish uncle. Mm-hmm. She has not yet been discovered, or her Jewish identity has not yet been discovered. She's the one with access to the king. Mm-hmm. She represents the church.
Wow.
She represents you. And here's the verse again. I didn't forget. It's Esther chapter 4, verse 13, Mordecai imploring Esther, and says this: Mordecai told them to reply to Esther with this answer. Here's the challenge. Do not think in your soul that you will escape in the king's household more than all the Jews. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Who knows whether you have attained royal status for such a time as this? Here's the connection.
Yeah.
Ezra, here's the connection. All of you that are watching, those that want to destroy the Sabbath keepers, those that want to destroy the Jewish people, if they succeed, the Sunday keepers will follow.
Yeah.
It's been said repeatedly, the warning has come. They're after, maybe after the Jewish people now, but ultimately they'll go for Christians as well, because we're related. The Jewish people and the Christian people are connected together. And don't think that you will escape what's ahead if you don't stand with the Jewish people. That's the challenge of Mordecai.
Right.
That's the exhortation of Mordecai to Esther. And I believe that's the exhortation of the living God, the God of Israel, to you, the follower of Yeshua, Jesus. You're the roots of your faith are Jewish. Esther, are Esther. You have access to the king. You have royal status. But do not forget the important role that you call as an intercessor to go before the king on behalf of the children of Mordecai.
Right, that's absolutely right, Jonathan. And like you said, Mordecai couldn't go in the city gates. Esther could go right to the king. You have access through the blood of Jesus, the blood of Yeshua, to go right to the king. Jewish people around the world can't. There's that wall that remains because we don't have sin that's atoned for. Jonathan, the role of the church, the role of believers, sons and daughters of God, we can't overstress it enough. You have a role that Jewish people can't play.
Ezra, that's really why we're on the air. We've been on the air since the 1980s to tell the story of a faithful God who has preserved the Jewish people for a reason, who's restored the Jewish people back to their land to let the world know the times we live in.
Right.
And it's a wake-up call to Christians to stand in the gap and to fulfill your role and to grab a hold of the roots of your faith.
Mm-hmm.
They're Jewish. Your Messiah, your Savior, Jesus, his Hebrew name is Yeshua, died for you and has brought you into a heritage that includes the inheritance as a son or daughter of Abraham.
That's absolutely
and guess
right.
what? You've been called for such a time as this.
Yeah. Amen. So important. Like you said, Jonathan, and the scripture says it. Don't think, Esther, that you'll escape. And it's dangerous theology to our viewers watching at home. It's dangerous theology to say that's the Jews' problem. It'll never happen to us in the church. God has rejected the Jews. They're destined for punishment. They're destined for destruction. Not so. There's going to come a day when anyone who calls in the name of the Lord, Jewish, Gentile, is going to be in that bullseye
for
destruction.
Why is this important to you? For every reason is the answer.
That's it.
Why should this matter? Because it matters to God.
Yeah.
It matters to God. I also love this story, Ezra, and we've said this before. Although the name of God is never mentioned, he's at work behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
You may feel like God isn't paying attention to your need, that he's abandoned you. You pray and you don't see any change, but I want to tell you, God is on the scene. He loves you. He cares about you. He's at work in your life. You may not see it. It may not be the answer you're looking for, but God is real and cares.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And so how do we celebrate Purim? How do we observe the Feast of Purim? We read the book of Esther every year. There's actually a scroll.
Right.
The Megillah. We read the book of Esther, and we cheer when we hear Esther.
Right.
And we boo when we hear Haman.
Drown out his name.
And boo Haman.
because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
And Jonathan, there's another theme in this story. You know, if you go to Israel during the week of Purim, you should do that sometime. It's the wildest, craziest party on the Jewish calendar because everybody's intentionally celebrating a big victory.
It's a giant celebration. It's a victory. And it's fun.
Right.
It's a lot of fun to gather together all the kids. I did this as a kid myself. But with our kids, we gather together with a group, and we hand out the groggers.
Right.
Grab yours, Ezra. And we read through the book of Esther.
Right.
And it's fun to cheer for Esther.
She's the heroine.
And, yeah. And it's fun to boo Haman. And to boo Haman because the enemy's been defeated.
Exactly.
And we celebrate. The command is to celebrate every
That's
year.
Right.
Now, here's what's interesting, and you can read the book of Esther for yourself. Read it this week. But the interesting thing is that the deliverance comes by human agency. And what I mean by that is that the decree that Mordecai has asked for has been approved by the king.
Right.
The signet ring of the king has been placed on this decree to take up arms against the Jewish people.
Exactly.
So the king says, I can't reverse that decree. There's something about that that's really important because it's a spiritual truth that God has decreed things that come to pass. But then when Esther implores the king says, I can't reverse that. I will issue a new decree for the Jewish people to take up weapons against those that come to harm them.
Right.
And they win. They have this incredible victory. Why? God brings them the victory. It's the same as the story as the Six-Day War.
Right.
When after 6 days, the Jewish people outnumbered 60-1 prevail. Mm-hmm. It's the same story as the 73, the Yom Kippur War, where they were destined to be wiped out, and they survived and won a great victory in 1973.
Right.
And Israel has prevailed, not only survived, but prospered.
Right.
The same story. Well, the story of the book of Esther is that the Jewish people in the end prevail.
That's
they take up weapons. They're outnumbered, but they win. And we're commanded to celebrate.
That's absolutely right, Jonathan.
You know, when you celebrate, something changes in the spirit. When you're thankful, when you go before the Lord with a spirit of thanksgiving, something changes. Mm-hmm. Some of you have been crying out for something, and God's saying, just rejoice at the finished work. Just rejoice and believe that it's been accomplished. And when we come with thanksgiving, our prayers are answered.
Amen.
When we come with rejoicing.
Yeah.
Another thing we do is eat.
Right. These are some of my favorite ways to celebrate Purim right here on this plate, Jonathan. These are called hamantaschen. What does that mean?
Well, there's a few traditions. It's hold one up because it's a triangle, and it's a dough that's filled with, that's probably apricot.
Right.
And then there's other fruits, and there's my favorite, hold up
the poppy seed.
But carefully, because I'm taking that one
home. This is the golden ticket right here.
That's the golden ticket. And some say that it's the shape of Haman's hat.
Right.
That he had a triangular hat. Others say that it's the shape of his ear. Mm-hmm. So if he had an ear like that, he was it was a pretty strange ear.
Right.
A triangular ear. I don't know
Unique
if you've heard
indeed.
Anything else.
No, those are the two, the ears and the hats. But we eat these, Jonathan, and we celebrate through delicious, sweet things. We celebrate the sweetness of God's deliverance.
Yeah, because they tried to kill us, and by the grace of God, who's
That's
not
right.
even mentioned in the book,
That's right.
we won.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate. So
Amen.
Celebrate this week. This is a week of deliverance for you, for your family, for your loved ones. This is a week of restoration. Ezra, we have to take a short break so our announcer can share some information about the resources that we're making available this Purim week. Please consider supporting Jewish Voice this week. Here's how.
As you are learning today, the time of Purim is a celebration of God's faithfulness and blessings to His people. Jonathan wants you to have a great Purim experience this year. As you give a one-time gift of $40 or more, we'll send you Spring Feasts and Purim, an excellent booklet with all the information for celebrating these special holidays. You'll also receive this daily devotional, Appointments with God, and Jonathan will include his teaching, The Feasts of Israel. Your support today will provide the funds needed to continue our clinics in Africa, which also provide the platform to share the gospel with these precious people. Jonathan is encouraging you to join him as a monthly Shalom partner today. Your continued monthly support is vital in providing the ongoing care and treatment so desperately needed in these communities. As you join us with your monthly support of just $30 today, Jonathan will include this stunning Torah scroll ready for you to proudly display in your home. Call our 800 number now and let our representative know what level of giving you would like to participate in. If you prefer, you can always choose to give online at jewishvoice.tv. Thank you for your generous support of Jewish Voice and for making a difference in so many lives through your sacrifice. Now let's rejoin Jonathan and Ezra.
We try to take time in each program to pray for the needs of our viewers. And I know that many of you are facing critical needs this week. Maybe health related, it may be financially related, it may be family related, the separation of a child or spouse, whatever you need, God cares and He's listening. So let's join together, Ezra. We just have a minute, less than a minute here, but we want to take authority right now and agree with you in the name of Yeshua, in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Just agree with us in faith. We say, it is done. Celebrate, rejoice, be thankful. For the Lord heals all of your diseases. Forget not all His benefits. Amen. Who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all of your diseases. We pray for restoration of family members.
That's right.
We pray for financial needs to be met, and we do it in the name of Jesus, Yeshua. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Hey, if you'd like more information about our ministry, or if you have a need and you want us to be praying over that need, just log on to our website. It's jewishvoice.tv. As we close our program today, I also want to remind you that God implores us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122:6 tells us that they will prosper who love thee. On behalf of Ezra Benjamin and myself, this is Jonathan Bernis saying shalom and God bless you. We're here to invite you to participate in our second annual Bless Israel Virtual 5K. It will take place the week of Israel's Independence Day, May 2nd to 8th.
It's a chance for you to get out and have some fun walking or running approximately 3 miles at your own pace, anywhere you want, anytime you want, between May 2nd and May 8th.
It's an opportunity to support the work of Jewish Voice and our partner ministries in Israel. We hope you'll join us. Let's bless Israel together.